What'd you call the thing that you turn on to get the water
dry? Oh, spigot.
We call it the same thing that's outside the house?
Yeah. Oh, right. Very close.
See, used to when you maybe went to a general store a long time ago and you got crackers, what would they come in? Say a long time ago you went to the store to get some crackers or something like that, how would that come in?
Oh, that would go to the paper bag and crackers in the bar in the store. Yeah, I'd eat crackers I was talking about.
What do you call a little thing like a barrel that maybe nails come in?
Say.
What do they usually call the thing that runs around the barrel and keg to keep the wood in place?
In the store.
Those things that run around?
That's what I was talking about.
Those iron things
that run around.
See, we're talking about some of those utensils and things. Say you want to put some oil or something in your car, what might you use to pour the oil so you wouldn't spill it? Pour it through what? Through
a good mark.
Yes.
Oh.
Let's see.
But we use that funnel to pour syrup in the jug instead of pouring oil in the car. Because it wasn't in the car.
Y'all used to make syrup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we made syrup. But we use that funnel. And our own sugar. To pour syrup in the jug instead of pouring oil in the car. We use brown sugar.
You mentioned paper bag a while ago, you know, something you might get at the store. You ever use the word sack there, or you almost always use
the word sack?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that different from a bag to you, or is that the same?
Yeah, a sack. It was a larger one we call a sack. And then the bag. Well, we call the paper ones the bag, and the other material we call the sacks.
You mentioned sacks. What about big feed or fertilizer might come in? 100-pound sacks you might get feed or fertilizer in? Kind of rough woven material. What would you call that kind of sack?
Kind of cook sack. That was the same way with corn, oats. They come in sack, and I had on them, they were the heavy wool. You know, they used to, fix their sack, oats, and that fertilizer on them. And 200-pound sack. And the shipping here in Mayville cars, I've loaded many a load in 200-pound sack. Now the men won't handle that thing. They must be just as good a man. They just, you know, the sleight of hand to handle a 200-pound sack. But I've caught a many a 200-pound sack of fertilizer. Somebody rolled up the door of a freight car, put it over, and they just on my shoulder, throw it in a wagon.
You know, the sleight of hand to handle a 200-pound sack.
I know it used to. Feed oats and corn. I used to have a liver stable. And I'd have to feed them before I die, feed them dirt, get their safely in. Feed and throw them 10 feet across that room without filling that wagon. And first on that floor and stack them. I'd stack them in that room. First, I'd throw them across there. And stack this way. I'd throw it across there and make it lay around there. Stack it up there just like 2 minutes. Stack it up.